to the airport and to those who had missed the whole scrimmage, who arrived back in their country, back to their homes, not knowing what had happened, fearing the worst. But here to reassure them, a poorly dressed, exhausted mess of a man meeting them off the plane and saying, "Welcome home."
What is the verdict? I've not missed it.
Do you not know?
No.
Which way did you vote?
I voted yes.
You want it to be yes?
Yes.
How does your country feel this morning as you step into it for the first time on this referendum day?
Well, you feel any different.
Do you not think?
Well, what is the verdict? Do you know?
I do.
What is it?
Shall I tell you?
What is?
It's no.
No, I think I was about the only one of all my friends that was voting yes. Oh, well, not too bad. We'll just have to live with it, and that's it. It's a way of seeing family.
Well, I hope you had a lovely time.
I did.
Have you been keeping up with events back in your home country?
Yes, more or less, but I still don't know who's in.
Who did you vote for? Who would you like to have seen in?
No.
It's a no, madam.
Oh, is it? The pilot was a bit... The pilot in the plane had said, "I don't know if I'm going to land in the United Kingdom or Scotland."
I wonder if you have landed this morning from somewhere particularly exotic, madam.
I have, Dubai.
Welcome home.
Thank you. It's been 8 months.
8 months?
Yes. And I've missed it, and I've missed the fresh air.
Well, welcome back to it. You've missed all the excitement.
I know, I've missed all the Commonwealth, all the voting.
And we're not independent.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know?
No, I've been flying all night. So I didn't know if I was going to get off the plane and shout freedom or...
Well, what are you going to shout? You've got to shout something.
Damn it.
You could say that. You wanted to split.
Yeah, I wanted to divorce them.
Well, you've renewed your vows to the United Kingdom.
Oh, well. It's good to be home, though.
It's always good to be home. They're back now, Nick, and I suppose a few of them might be off to celebrate, maybe off to buy a wee bottle of scotch.
Tom, the way you teased that first woman as she landed was absolutely appalling. LBC's Tom Swarbrick there reporting live from Glasgow International.